Time now is 28 minutes before 11 o'clock, and we'll continue here with coverage of an event that's pretty much all day on Saturday at the Kalamazoo Valley Community College, and a final concert at Dale B. Lake Auditorium at 7 o'clock. The Great Lakes Acoustic Music Association, or GLAMA, is celebrating its Glamiversary. And here to talk about it are GLAMA President Kathy Nichols and special guest MC Joel Mabus. Welcome to WMUK.
Hey, thanks for having
us. Thank you. So, I'm going to start with you, Kathy, because as a president of the Great Lakes Music Acoustic Music Association, I think you can fill us in on the purpose and goals over the last 20 years of GLAMA and what you've sought to do for music lovers in West Michigan.
Well, it wasn't originally my idea, but I'm very glad that it happened. A group of local musicians that played together and jammed together got together and said, how can we broaden this circle? How can we get more people involved? And Al Bates, who is a local, well-known local musician, and his friend Mark Solgren, who you know here well, decided, let's form a group and let's find a place to play and let's invite people. And that's what they did. And they found a school in Portage, a grade school, and on Saturday afternoons, once a month, we would gather. Great Lakes Acoustic Music Association was born. They invited people of all levels of playing and skills with different acoustic music backgrounds to gather. And I decided to go, and I'm very glad I did because I found people that I could relate to and have fun playing music with.
How long ago was that that you...
20 years ago. A little over 20 years.
So you were in pretty early at the beginning of this.
I'd played a little guitar here and there, but I had not played a lot with others. I'd been to a few jams around the area, but not until I joined GLAMA. Then I really got... the spark was ignited, and I really got into it. And now I'm playing a lot, playing with a lot of different people.
Now, it occurs to me that jams come and go, but when you formalize a group with an association, and it means your dreams are a little bigger. What are some of the consequences of having founded the association?
Well, GLAMA grew rapidly. The first few years, I say we because I got involved after a few months. I was asked to be on the board, and I went, oh, okay, this is a step. And we not only would have jams at the school, but we would invite people to come and give workshops in specific instruments. Singing, Joel here came and did some workshops for us. In fact, one of our guest performers coming this weekend, Pat Donahue, was a guest in 2006, and he gave a guitar workshop then. We would then expanded to, we got together with the Kalamazoo Nature Center a few years down the road, and in 2002, we started doing the music festival, which has now become Cooper's Glen Music Festival, and it's now, had moved to downtown Kalamazoo from the Nature Center after the first 5 years. So it's expanded to that, and also the different kinds of jams that we do. We do a slow jam, we do a regular jam, we do a community sing, we're also now going to start an open mic in association with the city of the township of Richland. And so there's a lot of GLAMA's alive and thriving and vibrant.
When you tell people about GLAMA who might be interested, what do you tell them? Just bring it, come to one of our slow jams, what are the instruments that tend to show up?
We encourage people, especially if they can play two or three chords and switch chords, even if it's slowly, to come to the slow jam. And we encourage anyone with a stringed instrument, ukulele, mandolin, fiddle, guitar, to come. And we specifically pick easy, simple songs with two or three chords and keep the tempo slow. And what's really gratifying to me is that people that have come to the slow jams for the last maybe year or so, are now bringing songs to lead. They have stepped up. They bring a song to lead, and the joy on their faces is just great to see.
What age groups do you tend to see?
Every age group. Well, we'd like to get a few more younger people, but we never know who's going to show up. People in their 20s, people in their 30s, people in their 40s, people in their 50s, and on. It's an eclectic group. People from all walks of life, people that are semi-retired, people that are retired, people that work. It's a big open net.
I have seen it myself. People of all walks of life and all points in their life can get new skills and grow so much as musicians, if that's what they're interested in. And so Glamma has kind of taken care of a good group of West Michiganers, Michiganders, who are interested in this beautiful acoustic music, which, as Joel and I have talked about, folk music is kind of, it doesn't have to be super refined, or the point of it isn't to impress necessarily, it's to tell the story.
Yeah, if I can get in here, the thing about folk music is it's many things, different things to many different people. It can be going to a Peter, Paul, and Mary concert at a big auditorium, or it could be sitting on the back porch playing some old hillbilly songs with your friends, or it could be singing campfire songs with your old college roommates getting together. You know, it's people making music not for presentation. Although once in a while you get good enough, you can present, right? But that's not the point of it. The point of it is people can make music on their own. And it's good to have a body such as Glamma to encourage that in many different ways. And I think it's wonderful that they've always had the things like the slow jam or other kinds of workshops or bluegrass jams. In the early days, it was largely bluegrass. It just happened to be what the people who were forming it were into. But it never was exclusively that. You know, anybody could bring any, as long as we're not bringing in the amplifiers and the drum kits. You can bring a hand drum maybe, but not the whole whole trap set. Kind of keeping it to that sort of field a little bit. So acoustic music was a good thing to say. What hasn't been mentioned, there's also been a large number of concerts given, aside from the festival and aside from the open meeting things that have happened. Over the 20 years, things have shifted around a little bit. The monthly meetings aren't really going on so much right now, with open to everybody, but that may pop up again. I don't know. But the concerts have always been good. I remember one of the first concerts that Glamma did I was involved with. I don't remember if we called it a benefit or not. I remember I got paid something for it, and it was at Dale Lake.
Spring Tune-Up.
Spring Tune-Up, okay, as it was called, okay. And I was there, and Don Sternberg was part of that show too. I remember that quite well. It was a lot of fun. And that was shortly after I had moved to town here, which was back in 97. So I was still kind of a newbie in the Kalamazoo local scene. I've been playing in Kalamazoo for 45 years, but usually as an out-of-towner. But it was fun to be part of the community doing that.
Some of the highlights of those concerts? Some of the artists who've been?
We've had Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. I think he was part of the 25th anniversary celebration for Grassroots, I believe.
That's great, yeah.
Kim and Reggie Harris. Who did a wonderful program on freedom songs and songs of the civil rights struggle. We had Bruce Molsky, who is hard to describe, but he's an amazing musician, fiddle and banjo guitar player, songwriter, who delves into the mountain music and the things that have come from the mountain music scene. All kinds of music, not just one variety.
You have some really, really great artists who are coming on Saturday for this concert at 7 o'clock at Dalby Lake Auditorium.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Pat Donahue already. Robin and Linda Williams.
We specifically chose people that we thought would attract the people that like folk music and acoustic music. Pat, as I said before, has been here before. He's a friend of Glamma. We consider him a friend of Glamma. That concert that workshop that he did for us in 2006, he followed up with a concert that evening at the old Craft Brow, I think it was called then. Robin and Linda Williams were part of the last Cooper's Glen Festival at the Nature Center, and they have not been back since that I remember, but they will be, we're really looking forward to having them here, and I think they're looking forward to being here as well.
I think we could listen to one of the tracks you brought along from Robin and Linda Williams' Deeper Waters album. This is called The Old Plank Road. Is that kind of a traditional?
It's traditional upbeat. It's a very fun. Linda is very talented with clawhammer banjo. I believe she plays clawhammer on this.
Well, let's give it a listen. That's great sound from Robin and Linda Williams, The Old Plank Road, and we're here live at WMUK with Great Lakes Acoustic Music Association President Kathy Nichols and special guest MC Joel Mabus, who will be adding extra flair to Saturday's events.
Well, you know, I first got the email announcement of this concert, Glamiversary. And I saw that it was Robin and Linda Williams and Pat Donahue. And I said, I got to get in on this somehow. These are some of my oldest friends in the world. And I've known them, all three of them, since the 70s. And was so excited that they're all going to be here at the same time. And can I introduce them? So I asked
them. It was less than an hour after that email went out.
I said, I'm going to get in here quick because I want to. I'd like to be the MC if I can.
That's great.
And I said, sure. So that was all to the good. I'm very happy to be there.
Well, concerts at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. There's still plenty of tickets available, and it's a specific price for the evening concert, but you can add a little more and do all the workshops earlier in the day, and that's all posted at greatlakesacoustic.org. And may I ask you a little more about the workshops?
Absolutely.
You have
we wanted to add something to the concert. In the past, with the festival, we had workshops involved, and we thought, why not do workshops? We're going to be at a school. Dalby Lake Auditorium at KVCC is a wonderful auditorium acoustically, and we knew they had classrooms, and they have been wonderful to us. They have given us three classrooms that we're going to use, so we'll have three different rooms. We've got nine workshops.
Lots to choose from.
Oh, so many choices. We sort of staggered them so you could catch some of everything, but I don't know how I'd want to leave any of these workshops. They begin at 12 noon, and they run till 5. you can get a workshop. You can go to just the workshops. If you can't even make the evening concert, you can still come and get all the workshops starting at noon. We're going to start with a slow jam in one of the rooms. We've got three very talented local and regional songwriters, Carrie McFerrin, Joe Riley, and Darcy Wilkin, are going to do what we call songwriters in the round, and they're going to each give us samples of their songs. We've got rhythm guitar with Mark Salgren and Darcy Wilkin. We've got Pat Donahue and Robin and Linda are each going to do their own workshops, so you can sit right in front of Pat Donahue and watch the magic come out of his fingers, and he'll show us about how he arranges solo guitar pieces. Robin and Linda are going to demonstrate their songwriting process. Joel here is going to do, and I'm very intrigued with this, two-finger swing chords on a ukulele. That sounds like something even I could manage. We've got some harmony singing with Catherine Ellis, Carol Levac, and Catherine Morris. So if you've always wondered, how do I get those other parts in vocal harmony?
Yeah.
It's vocal cords on, not hands on, but vocal cords on. So you'll be able to participate with that.
Well, that's great, because some people are able to do it like that and not. I mean, most I usually like hear the melody
for a long time. It can be tricky. Well, every chance you get to learn these kind of things, I think sooner or later you're going to say, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
So this might be a chance. Banjo and mandolin, bluegrass magic with Kevin Gozier and Bill Van Leer. And they're going to demonstrate how they blend together, and they're both incredible musicians. So that'll be fun. And then an interesting another workshop for singers, Songs of Peace, Protest, and Social Justice with Catherine Ellis, Carol Levac, and Catherine Morris. And these are going to be songs about workers' rights, unions, peace movements, songs that you'll say, oh, didn't Pete Seeger write that? Or, no, that was a Dylan song. John Lennon, Woody Guthrie, those kind of songs.
I just saw a headline in the New York Times that said, where's the protest music of today? And we're still using
it. Will be this Saturday at the workshop. You can come to those. So those will go till 4:30 or so, 4:35 o'clock, and then people will have time to go grab some dinner and come back for the concert at 7.
GreatLakesAcoustic.org is the website where all of this is laid out, including ticket prices. There's a variety of ways to
Glamiversary link, yes.
Glamiversary. Joel, do you have a story about Pat Donahue? I think I'm going to cue up a tune here. And
Pat, I've known Pat for a long time. He had the great misfortune of being my opening act once at the Arc in Ann Arbor. I think one of the first times I met him was at the Winfield Festival, Winfield, Kansas festival, which features all kinds of bluegrass and other kinds of acoustic music. And he had won the finger picking guitar contest the year before. And I was out there, I think it was 79, 80, 81, as part of the finger picking guitar workshop, which is four or five guitar players on stage. And except for Pat, everybody finger picking was kind of doing this boom, 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 kind of a Merle Travis, Chet Atkins-y kind of thing. And Pat was playing all this jazz stuff on his guitar. And his wisecrack was, and I got to know him well since, he's full of wisecracks. He says, I feel like I'm a 4/4 guy in a 2/4 world. and he was very, that was very right on, you know. Not a lot of people caught that, but I certainly caught that. And he's become a great friend. He's such an inventive songwriter. Most people know his songs as being the funny parody stuff. And he was on Prairie Home Companion for some 20 years as the featured guitar player in the Guy's Shoe Band. Mm-hmm. And so people have said, oh, that guy, yeah, who instead of Mr. Sandman, it was Mr. Soundman, turn me up, please. and he rings all the changes when he does. But he writes real songs, too, that are quite moving and interesting to listen to all by themselves. And they're not just funny stuff. And I appreciate it as one of the best guitar players I know.
Well, this is about all the time we have today. I know we covered some of it, but there's lots more. Kathy, go ahead.
I just have one other quick thing to mention. We are honoring 5 of the founding board members at this event, and it's going to be during the concert. So we're just so grateful for these people that decided to do this and carry this on. So we're going to present them and honor them at our concert.
It's great music for the full family, and it's 20 years is a great accomplishment. But I think you're probably looking forward to another 20 and after that, and getting involved. Maybe this weekend is one way you'll find some new
people. Come and
new
try
people.
Us out. That's Come right. and see what it's all about.
Well, Time and Truth is the name of Joel, your latest album, and I've got a Pat Donahue song here queued up called, I believe it's called Matter of Time.
It's the other CD.
Oh, it's this one? Yeah. All right. Matter of Time. Looking at that.
All right.
So we'll hear that to take us to the news. And Kathy and Joel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kara.
GreatLakesAcoustic.org is where you'll find all the information on Saturday's workshops and concert.
Well, I don't blame you because your love is late. Honey, I don't mind. And good things come to those who wait. It's just a matter of time. I'm a prisoner of love, it's plain to see, by my own design. And your love's the key, gonna set me free. It's just a matter of time.